Hello, everyone. We've got the speakers going today and everything. You know, it's great to have Adrian back here working out with us again today. You know, he's got such a charismatic smile, an infectious personality. You know, it's good to get him here with the rest of the guys, with the rest of the players. We welcome him with open arms, unequivocally. He's been such a tremendous part of this organization. I have the utmost of respect for him, always have. I've always supported him 100%, and I will continue to do so as long as he's with us, and hopefully that's for a long time. You know, I'm proud of Adrian and the fact that all of the things that he had to go through last year, and we're ready to move forward with football, get him going again, get this football team going. We've got tremendous amount of work to do, and even today at practice, it was just fun to see him. You know, the first play of practice, everybody knew Adrian was getting the ball, but Norv had called the play action pass, so the defense got fooled pretty good on that one. So those are the kind of things that he helps us with, and you know, his teammates have welcomed him, the coaches have welcomed him, and we know what kind of person and what kind of player he is. So, questions.
Like you said, that you supported him 100% through the whole thing, and even as his issues were first starting to unfold, what made you so confident in just being able to back him to the hilt and the way that you did?
Because I know the kind of person that he is. I know what's in his heart, and I know what kind of person he is.
What transpired over the weekend?
You know, Adrian and I have talked. I think we've always had very open communication. We've been able to express our opinions fairly openly, and I really don't want to get into all the conversations that we had, but you know, and the comment that I made last week was not about trying to be confrontational or anything like that. It was just, you know, because of basically this here.
Did you and Adrian talk about that comment? Because that comment obviously, what was kind of the gist of it that you can say at least?
He expressed his opinion, and I expressed mine. That's.
Coming out for this, or did he volunteer?
No, he volunteered. He'll tell you what he thinks.
Mike, how do you just go about getting him back into the flow of things after missing an entire year and really incorporating him with the quarterback and a coaching staff that he hasn't had a whole lot of work with?
Well, you know, like today, Kirby went through everything with him. He spent some extra time with him, Kirby Wilson, and we you know, we try to get him acclimated on the things that we're going, and you know, he's going to have to put in some more work time as far as all that. But there's really not a prettier sight when he's got the ball in his hand, you know.
My question's been made of Adrian's age comparable to other running backs in the league, or is it usually the downside? What makes you convinced that he's different, and that this year off in particular won't affect him in a negative way?
Well, one of the things is that I've played against him many times in the past, but other than that is, you know, I saw a report on 30-year-old running backs, and some of them had some great years. Seven or eight of them, you know, and this guy's a Hall of Fame player. He's not just a guy that you come in off the street. This guy is really, really special. And you know, I love his heart and his competitiveness and the way he wants to win and the way he wants this team to compete for what we all want to win.
Mike, what's your communication been like about Adrian recently with the Wilfs, and what, if anything, did they say about him arriving today?
You know, really, I'll keep those conversations pretty much the same, but, you know, Mark and Ziggy and Jonathan, they've all really, you know, I've been privy to all these conversations throughout the course of the last 15 months or whatever it's been, and they have never wavered on their support for him as well.
Mike, we haven't seen Norv and Teddy and Adrian together yet. What do you like most when you
you know, now that some of this is going to be, everything's going to be put behind, and now, you know, look at football, what do you like most about an offense that has those three and everything else you have?
Well, I do believe that we can be very, very explosive. I think to have a talented running back with a talented quarterback and talented receivers and some good tight ends, I think that we can spread the field and it can be good for everyone.
Mike, what's the closest, or was there a time in the last few months or so when you didn't think this day would come, when you didn't think you'd be back with the team?
Trying to think back. No, not really. I love this kid. I really do. I've said this all along. I mean, I wouldn't fly down to Houston to see him if he wasn't important to me, into my program, and to our coaches, and to the rest of the football team. And you know, the players were all hugging him today, and it was pretty cool. We didn't practice very good, maybe because we were thinking about other things, but.
Follow up on that. Everyone says it's a business, but when you speak like that, it's more than just a business. So was that important for you to convey that over all the rhetoric and some of the business talk throughout this whole thing?
Well, I think when everybody talks about contracts and those types of things, it's business. But you know, football is a game that's played with passion and play for your teammates and play for the chance to compete to prove that you're better. And you can't play this game without passion. You can say it's a business all you want, but that's separate from when you get between those white lines and when you're practicing, when you're in there lifting weights and busting your rear ends with everybody and getting in shape for the season, and the excitement that that you have right before kickoff, and the competitiveness that you have in the fourth quarter at the end of the football game. Those things aren't business. Those things are all about pride and competing and playing real hard for the guy next year, playing real hard for your coach.
Mike, by the time you said what you did last week about Adrian will play here or nowhere, it was pretty obvious he was going to be with the Vikings. But what conversations, if any, did you guys have about trading Adrian up until, say, draft day?
None.
What was the most difficult part of this entire situation since last September for you, Coach?
Well, you know, a lot of it was difficult because I had to, a player that I really, really respected, and he was kind of not able to be with us. And that's, you know, he had to go through some hard times for himself. But, you know, I've made a million mistakes in my life. Hopefully I'll continue to learn. But, you know, I think we all have those things that come up that we make mistakes and we apologize for and we go on.
Did you make any contractual concessions to get Adrian here, or is it separate?
No, and I don't get into any of that stuff, but I'll always fight for my players.
Time for two more for Mike, and then we'll bring Adrian up.
Mike, you think Adrian has things to say and do to sort of repair a relationship with the fan base?
Well, you'll have to talk to Adrian about that. I think I think it's best you just talk to him about that.
Last one for
Coach. And let me do say this, though. I will help him in any possible way that I can. I know these players in this locker room will help him in any possible way that they can, too. And, you know, he's a Minnesota Viking. He's one of our guys. He's going to be wearing the purple with us and fighting with us and sweating with us.
Last one.
That's good. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. It actually feels good to see some familiar faces in here. Some maybe not so much, but it definitely feels good to be back in the building. You know, this past year has been emotional for both parties involved. You know, I've learned a lot from my mistake, and I'm moving forward. You know, I'm focused on what's in front of me and bettering myself, you know, as a person and professionally, as a player. You know, walking through those doors today, and you know, always coming in the same route. You know, I don't really ever go through the player's door. I'm always going through the equipment room. So the first guy I seen was Dennis, and you know, he greeted me with a hug, big smile on his face, and it felt good. It felt good just to kind of be back in the building, to be around the fellas, to be around, you know, the people that's been supporting me. And each and every guy in that locker room has been supportive. The people in the building, in the front office. I've been knowing these people for over 8 years. So it's been a lot of love that I felt through this process, and I was able to feel that same love today, being around the guys and just being back in the building. So I'm just focusing on moving forward and, you know, trying to accomplish the ultimate goal, and that's bringing a championship to Minnesota.
Why, Adrian?
So with that being said, I'll open it up for questions, and I'll try to do my best to answer those.
Why, Adrian, what changed? I mean, last week you didn't show up for OTAs and you sent that statement out. What changed since then?
Well, I had personal obligations last week. And ultimately, to be honest with you, I just wanted to, you know. I had a long time to really think about things. And ultimately, what it came down to was getting back in the building. You know, I've been working out hard, keeping my body in shape. And it came down to just, you know, getting back in the building, being around my teammates, being around the coaches, and, you know, getting back into the swing of things, you know. So I reached out and kind of gave them a heads up that, hey, you know, I'll be in town and I'll be coming in.
Say again?
How did you address the team?
I didn't address the team at all, you know. There's a lot of faces that I don't know, you know, but the guys that know me, they addressed me and I addressed them, you know. It was just, it was family. You know, it was different because I haven't been in the building for a long time. But the love was there, you know. Everyone that greeted me or that I greeted, it was with a hug and, you know, rubbing on the head and, you know, cracking jokes and things like that. So it was, you know, it was pretty smooth, actually.
Adrian, you said you made a mistake. Do you feel like you owe anyone an apology for anything that's happened? And if you look back at the last 8 months, and it's been a whirlwind of things that have gone on, and people are trying to get a handle on where your mind has been, both as a father, role model, professional athlete, everything that's going on.
Yeah, you know, I've been raising kids for a long time now. You know, I kind of go back to my brothers and sisters. You know, I happen to watch them at times while my mom worked two different jobs, you know. But the first person that I apologized to was my son, and that was initially, and that was right after the situation took place when I realized what had happened. You know, I've apologized about the mistake that I made. It wasn't my intentions. And, you know, I've been trying to move forward since.
Any resentment that may have occurred in the time that you had
whether it was with somebody or people internally here, or whether it was with the media here, or whatnot, or animosity or bad blood, and how you've gotten past that.
You know, prayer, you know, changes things. But there's been emotions from both sides, you know, and, you know, I'm the type of person that I kind of look, I don't want people, and even though people, you know, feel this way, which people are entitled to think what they want, you know, but I'm definitely not the victim, and I haven't tried to play the victim, in this role, you know, but then again, you know, I'm on the outside, and I'm able to, you know, really kind of sit back and see everything that's going on, you know, whether that's from organizations, whether that's from the state of Minnesota, the state of Texas. I'm able to sit back and really see everything. So with that, it was tough to kind of sit back and, you know, take all these different blows, you know. So with that, it was definitely emotional for me. You know, I had to stay prayed up. I had a lot of people praying for me. I had a lot of time to kind of sit back and talk to some of my pastors and, you know, get some different views and about things. And, you know, ultimately that allowed me to kind of see things in different light.
How's your son doing, and how are you a different father today?
My son is doing good. You know, he's still, you know, active. He's very intelligent, you know, young man. You know, it's funny. The first time I seen him doing this process, he came up with a plan to escape and get back down to Texas with me. It's funny, I shared a story with y'all real quick. But we were sitting in an office with a therapist, and the therapist is kind of, you know, watching over how we interact. And, you know, so we're sitting there and we're playing, you know, I think we might have been doing a puzzle. And he was like, "Dad, come here." And so, you know, like he's whispering to me. And he was like, "Hey, I got a plan, I got an idea." I'm like, "Well, what are you talking about?" "So I can come down to Houston." I said, "Okay." I said, "Let me hear you out. All right, so this is what you can do. You can call Uncle Chris, who happens to be my assistant as well. Call Uncle Chris, and he can fly up and get me. He can sneak me away from my mom and fly me down to Houston so I can be with you." And I was like, "You know, that sounds good, but I don't think that's a good idea. And especially right now, I don't think that's going to work out, you know." So the relationship is, you know, I said to say that the relationship is, it's good. You know, it's love. I made a mistake, you know, and I know a lot of people don't view it that way based off, you know, what they've seen, you know, but ultimately, that's what it was. And, you know, my son knows that. He knows I love him. And my other kids, they know the same.
Therapy process that you're talking about to sort of be a different father in terms of discipline moving forward?
I learned that, you know, I've actually been doing a pretty good job. And, you know, there's so many different forms of discipline. And, you know, whether that's time out or, you know, taking toys away or snacks and things like whatever it might be, you know, and those are forms of discipline that I use, you know. You know, I made a mistake, and, you know, I'm not taking it lightly at all. It's something that I regret, and my son knows that, and the people that truly know me and know my character and know what type of person I am when I'm with my kids, around my kids, they know that as well. And that's really, to me, that's the only thing that matters.
Adrian, your agent said in March that it would be better if you played elsewhere next season. Why would he say that, and did you ever want to play elsewhere during this whole process?
You know, my agent, he has a job to do, and he was doing his job.
Did you ever want to play somewhere else during this whole process? Did you ever have those feelings?
You know, I'm gonna be absolutely 100% with you. With everything going on in my life during that time, I really didn't know what I wanted. You know, I didn't know if I wanted to play somewhere else. I didn't know if I wanted to retire. I didn't know if I wanted to go off and, you know, get into track. Just change it up differently, you know, just do something different. You know, and that's where, you know, receiving advice from, you know, my parents and, you know, my advisors really played a big role.
So, Adrian, if it were up to you right now, would you be on a different team?
No. I'm happy with where I'm at here with the Minnesota Vikings. I love the coaching staff. You know, I've said it before. You know, I feel like this is, you know, as a group, this is the best coaching staff that, you know, we've seen since I've been here. I like what they present. We have a young team, a hungry team, excellent young quarterback who has a year under his belt now, and. You know, we have a lot of talent, so we can accomplish great things.
What's your situation in regard to counseling with your son, and were you going to do some public service announcements? Where are you with all that? Have you met the requirements? Do you still have supervised visits? Or
yeah, I've actually met all my requirements. And as far as my son, you know, that's more personal, and I'm not going to really kind of touch into that, into detail.
A lot of fans that were upset the way everything went, both during the initial incident and how things have been handled. Do you have a message for fans that might feel a little left out in the cold by everything?
Might feel left out. Just want to say, you know, I really appreciate all the support from the fans. You know, there's been a lot of, you know, I watched the games, and I seen 2-8 jerseys, you know, out there. And, you know, of course, Twitter, Facebook, mail. There's been a lot of, you know, fan mail and support from the state of Minnesota, you know. So I just want to let all the fans know that I really appreciate the support during this, you know, this trying time, you know, during that trying time in my life. And, you know, I'm appreciative.
You talked about
almost like you're making up for lost time or putting a chip on your shoulder or something. Or like
how do that. I expect to perform?
Yeah, I come in out of the gates after missing a year.
Oh, man. I'll be anxious, you know, anxious to get out there, excited. You know, of course I would have loved to be out there with the guys and playing, but, you know, that wasn't the case, and excuse me, with that, I got a year of recovery. You know, like, my body feels good, feel fresh. My body was able to recover and just rest, you know, physically, mentally as well.
Last week, you had some comments.
Do you being 30 in any way similar to your knee, you know, with the challenge you took on with the knee, is 30 had that same feel to it?
I feel good. You know, there's young guys, I'm not going to say any names, but there's young guys I work out with in Houston, younger guys, like, you know, 24, 25, and first year guys just going to play. And, you know, I'll run them and, you know, I'll jump them and everything else. So with that being said, age is just a number. You know, it's all about how you view it. mentally.
Last two questions, guys.
Coaching staff really being supportive, but how about Coach Zimmer in specific? He's very verbal about saying how he loves you and he always wanted you on his team. How much did his relationship with you, or maybe words that he said, help you to come to this decision to come back for OTAs and not even wait until it was mandatory?
A lot, maybe even more so than he knows. You know, he's just one of those guys, one of those coaches that you really don't want to disappoint. You know, because you understand, you're able to see that he has the same passion for the game as you, and he's going to do the right thing. You know, whether that's, you know, a guy that's starting, that started 2 years, and someone comes in and you know, outplays this guy, gonna put him in there, or just shoot it to you straight, whether you like it or not. You know, me as a competitor, you know, I love that type of mentality, and you know, he's always been straightforward with me. During this process, he's been supportive as well. So, yeah, you know, considering the other coaches as well and Coach Zimmer that played a role.
Adrian, is there one thing you want people to know that maybe people don't know throughout the course of the process? Something in your head, in your mind, in your thoughts that you don't think is out there that you think people need to know?
That's a good question. I would just say that, you know, I love all my kids, you know, with all my heart. And, you know, I run through a brick wall for them. You know, I jump in front of a car for them. You know, that's the type of love that I have for my kids. And, you know, I understand because this is the world that we live in. You have so many people in this world that has their own opinion or, you know, view things and make their own assumptions and, oh, it had to happen this way or it had to happen that way. And, you know, a lot of people like to run with negative things. And I'm used to that in life, not just in my life, but things that I see, you know, in this world, you know. But I'm comfortable with knowing my intentions and I'm comfortable with knowing that my child loves me and he wants to be around me and you know, so yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, I love all my kids with all my heart, and it's nothing that I wouldn't do for them.
Thanks guys.